Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is the new Georgia Dog Podcast on the Believe Podcast Network.
Doesn't it? It did. Wilcox with an up and out. Wide open. Touchdown. Israel Truth.
Snap to Young, drops back, pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline, and it's intercepted. Intercepted, Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline. Breaks a tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, 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 Georgia.
Good evening, neighborhood. How about them dogs?
32, 18. Let the celebration begin.
All right, welcome in. It's a solo edition of the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. Because I'm coming fresh off of SEC After Dark, Israel is not joining me. It is late for him down there in South Georgia. You hear the rock music down below me. We are, like I said, on the Believe Network. We're presented by betonline.ag. BetOnline can remain your number one source for all your sports betting needs, everything from NFL and bowl season to esports. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. For the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite leagues and events. So head to betonline.ag to join, receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use that promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. We got an exciting show. It's National Signing Day, the real National Signing Day. Not the early signing period. They need to do something about that. I'm not sure what, but that's a different show for a different day. Georgia had a nightmare loss on the Plains. We'll talk about that with basketball. Picked up a huge commitment in the class of 24 in the defensive backfield. We'll break that down as well. But we hope you're doing well. I thank you for making Believe in Georgia Dogs your number one choice for Georgia podcast. So let's get right into it. Chronologically, it is National Signing Day. Not much excitement for Georgia. They didn't sign a soul today. They did all of their work back in December. We talked about it a little bit with Israel over the Christmas break, filled a lot of needs with this class. Some of my favorites, we got some offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, some much needed edge guys like Samuel and Pemba from IMG Academy, 6'4", 250 pound, 5-star defensive edge rusher there. We got his partner, Damon Wilson, also 6'5", 240 pounds, edge guy, 5-star. Two really good guys that are going to come off the edge. Think Nolan Smith, things like that. But they're big, they're long. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I really like the way that they're playing. Also in this class, you get Raylan Wilson from Tallahassee, 6'2", 215-pound inside linebacker. He comes in as a 4-star. Troy Bowles, the son of soon-to-be Todd Monken's boss. Todd Bowles. So that's going to be, you know, a good duo there. CJ Allen from Barnesville, Georgia. All key guys on the inside. One of my favorite commits, Jamal Jarrett from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's 6'6", 340, defensive tackle. They're looking at him to play that nose guard role, that Jordan Davis role, first and second down. Somebody that can come in and stuff and run. Also, Tyler Williams from Lakeland, Florida, at wide receiver. After the stuff that happened with Ra-Ra Thomas, don't think he's going to come back. So you're probably, with some of the transfers that have left, Kyrus Jackson, Dominic Blaylock, and Donnie Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, possibly. I think he went to USC. I'm not sure. He may leave in the next transfer portal window. But one of these young guys are going to have to contribute. Somebody from last class, Dylan Bell, is going to contribute. But I think Tyler Williams is somebody from Lakeland, Florida, 6'4", 210 pounds. I think he's going to be somebody. Anthony Evans, showing flashes of speed. He's from Texas. We're going to ask him to contribute a lot as well. Those are two of the names that really kind of jump out at the wide receiver spot. So Yazeed Haynes getting signed in from Pennsylvania. That's a state you don't hear very, very much from, signing from the University of Georgia, but getting up there in that Northeast Mid-Atlantic region. So the wide receiver spots, I really like all of these guys. I mean, they're good at different things. Like Tyler Williams, long, fast, just somebody that can really, really kind of go up and get it. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see what he can do. Got him over Bama, Baylor, Cincinnati, and Clemson. Clemson seemed like they were going to be the closest ones to be able to land Tyler Williams. So he jumps into the fold at wide receiver. Offensive line, Kelton Smith from Columbus, 6'6", 305. I think he's coming in, looking to get in that rotation to tackle. Joshua Miller from Chester, Virginia, 6'6", 323. So getting a couple edge guys there. Jamal Merriweather, who is still listed as a verbal commit. He has not signed yet, but we will keep you posted on that. But he should be available to be enrolled in June. So he's on board. I think he's got some academic stuff he's got to figure out. So getting a kicker in this class, Peyton Woodring from Louisiana. So that'll be exciting. Justin Rett is somebody I'm excited about in the defensive backfield. We'll get to another commit in next year's class that I think will be pivotal in this defensive back position. But get Justin Rett from Bishop Gorman. That's a huge get. Todd Hartley apparently is opening up a pipeline out there to Bishop Gorman, getting Darnell Washington, now Justin Rett. So are we going to get more down the line? Maybe. Maybe not. That'd be nice. But overall, a solid class, filled a lot of needs, got 26 total commitments, finished second in the team recruiting rank, supporting rivals.com. So a really, really stellar class for Kirby Spartan and the Georgia Bulldogs, filling a lot of needs. And over the course of the spring, we'll probably do some of these. We'll probably look at some of these recruits in depth, probably do some recruit analysis as we kind of look into the late spring, early summer, try to figure out how these guys are going to contribute and what they bring to the table. But overall, I think you've got a really solid class here, and I'm super excited about what we have, especially on the edge rushers. We need Georgia did not get enough pressure last year. MJ Sherman, he transfers to Nebraska. We lose Nolan Smith to graduation, and never had him all year.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The injuries, so I think Samuel and Pimba and Damon Wilson can come in and bring some much needed depth and much needed versatility for that position. And Troy Bowles, Raylan Wilson, and CJ Allen can man the inside. So that is your recruiting update, basically getting fed through a fire hose. But I'm going to transition into 2024 for a second, because the big news on this signing day was not who we signed from the class of 2023. It's the commitment that we got from the class of 2024. Ellis Robinson, the number one cornerback in the class of 24. A huge, huge commit. He's a smart guy, understands route concept, understands how to diagnose different things, played a lot of different coverages down there. He's at IMG right now. Moved there from, I forget where he moved there from, but he's really good with the ball in the air. If there's a 50-50 ball, like on a fade route or something where it's a contested catch, he's really good with getting his hands on the football and being able to intercept some of those passes that others can't. He's really good in man coverage, off man coverage. I mean, there's a lot of things that he can do with his intelligence. I think he brings to the table the ability for George to finally look somewhat competent running some zone concepts, because this defensive backfield, when we ran some of our zone concepts, looked lost. And he's somebody that maybe can bring that to the table. But, you know, just looking at him on film, I mean, he just really jumps out. He's just real smooth, real smart, very anticipates a lot of things. And I think he's able to diagnose different route concepts. And I think part of that is just film study and being a real student of the game. So I'm excited to get him. I'm excited to get him into the fold and into the mix. So that'll be a really, really good get. Got to hang on to him, obviously. December of 24 is it's a long way away. So, or December of 23, I should say, is a long way away. Not that long, but it is a sizable distance away. A lot can happen between now and then. But as of right now, as of this moment, Dallas Robinson is a doll. Let's talk about Dylan Raiola. Had a really good visit with him. Number one quarterback in the class of 24. Going to need that pretty soon. That quarterback group's going to get pretty thin, especially if somebody post-spring decides that they want to transfer, like Brock Vandegrift or Gunnar Stockton or Carson Beck or, you know, whoever is not quite on the forefront of the quarterback battle. So Dylan Raiola has a chance to come in. I mean, he's a five-star, number one overall quarterback. I mean, you've got a five-star in Brock Vandegrift. You've got a five-star in Gunnar Stockton. You got a high four-star in Carson Beck. And you've got some talent in that quarterback room. Obviously, only one guy can start, unless you get kind of funky with some of your stuff. I guess that would mean if Todd Monken does leave, hiring somebody like Kellen Moore, which you can't hire Kellen Moore because he just got hired by the Chargers. But again, Dylan Raiola is just somebody that jumps out off the page at you. Committed to Ohio State for a while. Just impressive, impressive athlete. We'll do a breakdown of him if and when he does decide to commit to the University of Georgia. But that's somebody that's on the radar. Obviously, they're pursuing him a lot. So just keep your eye out on that. So, again, it's, you know, I'm excited, man. Recruiting is looking up. Number two class in 23. Looking for top two class again. Deuce Robinson did not sign today. They've got a future cast for him to Georgia. Stop me if you've heard this one before. He's a five-star tight end. Meant to get to that. Deuce Robinson. Impressive, impressive, impressive. And when he does make that final decision, if he does in fact decide to go with the University of Georgia, we'll do a breakdown of him, a commitment story and things like that. So just some future programming notes. Just look for some of these big commits to we'll start doing some features on them a little bit. We'll start looking at this class basically like meet the freshman type segments, and we give each guy their own short, small segment. So, but that is the class of 2023 signing days in the books. Looking at Deuce Robinson. He's the last one on the board left for, for Georgia. Five-star tight end. Gonna need to continue to fill that position. You lose two to the transfer portal with depth issues. I mean, right now you have Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington, and Oscar Delp on scholarship. Brett Seether transferred to Georgia Tech. Rylan Goo transferred, made his transfer over to Mississippi State, another Bulldog. So you're going to need some tight end depth there. So Deuce Robinson would be a heck of a piece there. Like I said, five-star tight end. So be on the lookout for that. I'm not sure why he didn't sign, but he didn't. But the future cast, according to Rivals.com, has him going to the University of Georgia. So that's something definitely to keep an eye out on. Let's talk basketball, shall we? Let's talk basketball. Man, oh man, what a nightmare at Auburn. After winning the conference opener against Auburn back earlier in January, tonight was a rough night for Georgia. They were out-rebounded 37-20, only had 48 points in the paint. Not much second-chance thing. Couldn't get any good shots off. Was just harassed all night from the field. I mean, couldn't get anything going. Couldn't stop anything either. Just had an overall abysmal night on the floor. Probably one of the Georgia still, they're 1-6 on the road, so still hadn't figured that thing out yet. And so Auburn's not a team that you can mess around with. Auburn's 17-5, 7-2 in the conference. They jumped out to a 42-24 lead just like that. And it happened quickly. Once a team like that in a rough environment, I mean, I saw a list on social media that had Auburn as one of the top, actually the number one most difficult arenas to play in college basketball. That was impressive. And once you get down like that, 18 points in an environment such as that, it's really, really tough to come back. And a team that's not used to that, a team that's coming off a year where they only won one conference game, so not much confidence coming in to begin with. You got a new coach. You're still trying to figure each other out. And then you just get wiped on the boards by Johnny Broome. I mean, he was a beast, man. He had a double-double, 19 points with 18 rebounds. He was 8 of 11. I mean, he snapped up 7 offensive rebounds in about 21 minutes. Georgia had no answers for him down low. And they just got out physical, out tough. Defensive rebounding, offensive rebounding. Any loose ball was going to go to Auburn. Auburn did a great job moving the ball, creating opportunities, creating open looks, and taking advantage of that. Obviously, if they jumped out to the lead that they jumped out to, they obviously took advantage of that. Just overall, much better than the 34.8% they shot in the season opener. They shot 53% from the field. They were 41% from three-point land, 14 of 34 from three-point land. They just created. And a lot of the points came from set. I mean, they were 53% from the field, which is really good, which is almost a 20% increase improvement over what they had in the last time that these two teams met. A vast improvement from three-point land, but the offensive rebounds and the second chance points is where you win ball games in basketball. And if you can dominate it, if you can dominate the glass, you can win basketball games, especially games that you're not really supposed to win. Not saying Auburn was not supposed to win this one. Auburn was most definitely supposed to win this one. It was probably more of a fluke that they lost the first one. They were just ice cold in the first matchup. They were not ice cold this time. They were. It was a totally different ball game. Dylan Caldwell for Auburn. He was equally. I mean, they had the twin towers down there. Dylan Cardwell. I mean, they've got, you know, like I said, they have no answers. So that's something that Mike White, as they head to College Station this weekend, that's something they got to figure out. That's some answers that they got to have. They've got to figure out a way to do better on the road, because it is a road game at College Station. They've got to figure out a way to be more dominant inside. So that's just something we've got to see. But hats off to Auburn. This was a revenge game for them. Home game, hostile environment. Georgia has just proven that they can't handle these hostile road environments yet. They're not there yet. I mean, it is what it is. A brand new system. I mean, you know, you still want to be a little more competitive, but I mean, it's a brand new system. So what can you do, right? But, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, this was an interior battle. Where Auburn capitalized on all their second chance points. They snuffed anything Georgia did on the offensive end out. Georgia just couldn't get anything going. And then when it seemed like they were starting to, Auburn would hit some back-breaking three to get the momentum, rip the momentum right back. So, again, nightmare. 1-6 on the road now. Mike White's got to figure out a way to fix that and fix it fast. But as we talked about last night, as Israel and I talked about last night, it was a much, much improved effort. You're seeing the guys that they're fighting through everything, even though the score's so lopsided. They're playing a lot better together than they were last year. This game would have been more like the Alabama Vanderbilt game, where that was, you want to talk about beatdown. I mean, they beat them by 57 points. Holy cow, man. Like, Alabama just might be unstoppable. They're beating, unless they're playing against Oklahoma. But they're beating up on everybody. So it could have been that. And last year's team, it would have probably been that. But, you know, this team has some grit. This team has some heart. They don't give up. They just, at times, they just don't play well. They haven't figured out how to be dominant on the inside. They haven't figured out how to win in hostile environments. I still think they get a little shook, a little rattled in these road games. So that's something they got to fix, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure that's something that Mike White, in year one, is learning about the culture of this program and the history of what this basketball program is all about, which ain't much history there. You got Dominique Wilkins. You got a brief run of Tubby Smith where he had a little bit of success there. Then you had Jim Herrick, which if he hadn't cheated, you know, what could have been. And I think you had that one team that won the SEC tournament after barely getting in. They won because it was probably one of the craziest college basketball tournaments of all time due to the weather. So they won on those circumstances, which I'll take it. A win is a win. I don't care how you get it. But they got into the tournament that year, got beat by Xavier, and I think that 2012 team was okay with KCP and Trey Tompkins, maybe? Yeah, Trey Tompkins. But other than that, I mean, Georgia basketball, the history of Georgia basketball has always been, if there's a chance to fold, they're going to fold. If things get tough, that's a wrap, man. Like, it's just not going to happen for them. And so for that to go down, it's not surprising, but it's something that Mike White has got to come in and figure out some answers to get this team believing in themselves, you know, a lot more, which they're starting in that direction. Tonight was a definite bump in the road, but, you know, they're starting to move kind of in that direction. And, you know, I think you'll see that sometime down the road, but who knows, man. Got to get better on the interior. Got to be more physical, more consistently. Just got to figure out a way to get over this hump. But Georgia athletics, man, it's things are looking up. Baseball starting soon. We'll get into that as that approaches. Hopefully this team will start better, be able to remain healthy, because I think injuries, especially to the bullpen, was something that derailed this effort last year on the baseball diamond. But that's gonna we're gonna wrap it up right there. Very successful signing day. especially if you land Deuce Robinson, which he was expected to sign today but didn't. So if you land Deuce Robinson, ultimately, that's gonna cap off a really, and that might vault us into the number one recruiting class yet again, getting us yet another five star at the tight end position. Got a lot of really good pieces there. Got some guys. Got another big fish in the boat, and Ellis Robinson, number one cornerback, big commitment today. Working on Dylan Raiola. Hopefully that's coming soon. So very successful in football recruiting. Basketball, we know what we got to work on, but unfortunately this was a tough lesson in where we are deficient, which is down in the low interior. So quick programming note, we're gonna have Joe DeLeon. He's down at the Senior Bowl. We got a few guys down there. Chris Smith, Jack Podlesny, Kenny McIntosh, Warren McClendon are down there at the Senior Bowl competing. Stephen Benning is not at the Senior Bowl competing. We talked about him on the last episode. I want to clear something up from that episode. Not once did we ever say he was going to be the face of an NFL franchise. He's probably a day three pick that kicks around on a few practice squads here and then gets on with his life after about 3-4 years maybe of bouncing around to 2 or 3 different teams. So Stetson Bennett, I think, will be a viable third string guy. If there's a lot of injuries, you know, he could be somebody that could help you out for a game or two. I just don't know. I mean, I've doubted him this whole time, except for this past year, but I've doubted him for most of his career. So I guess if I doubt him here, he'll end up being a Super Bowl MVP. That's probably how that'll work. But we're going to have Joe DeLeon on to talk Senior Bowl, see how those guys are doing down there in Mobile. See kind of, is their draft stock up? Is their draft stock down? You know, what's the latest on that? Is Jack Podlesny going to get drafted as a result of competing in the Senior Bowl? We'll talk all that with Joe DeLeon. Hopefully, who has licked his wounds a little bit, has bounced back quite nicely with the Senior Bowl coverage. He had a rough go right around national championship time. Had a few hot takes, was getting grilled on the internet, so we'll talk to him about that a little bit. But so we're going to leave it right there. Like I said, a pretty quick episode covering a lot of topics. But we're going to see you back here next time on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag. We hope you enjoyed this. We hope you enjoyed this new format of coming at you a little bit more frequently with shorter shows. So that being said, I'm Corey Burton. I'm flying solo tonight because Israel Troop needs some sleep. And I just got done with SEC After Dark, so that ran over a little bit. So that's why I'm flying solo tonight. That's not going to be the norm. Israel's not going anywhere, so get used to him. So he'll be here more frequently as well. So that being said, we hope you have a great night. We hope you have a good day. As always, go Dawgs.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.